KFI AM 640 is Conway Show. Hey, there's some new animal crossings where these wild animals can cross the 210 freeway, right? So they don't get hit by trucks or cars. Let's find out where they are, right?
Well, sometimes we all need a little help getting from point A to point B. And now we're getting a look at how all kinds of animals are safely crossing a busy Ventura County highway. Five drainage tunnels have been transformed into wildlife crossings along the 118.
Wow.
Cameras have captured images of mountain lions and coyotes using the crossings, which were created by Caltrans and the National Park Service.
Based on all motion vet activated cameras, they take still images. And so we have these monitoring the places that we deem as highly likely that wildlife will be crossing.
Well, biologists say the crossings not only help keep wildlife safer from traffic, they also encourage more genetic diversity in species like mountain lions by increasing the animal's territory.
There you go. We need more of this.
They also encourage more genetic diversity.
Genetic diversity. We need more diversity with those animals, man. All right, there's a boba shortage. Can you believe this? Yeah. I don't know if you know this, but when you have a boba, and those little tiny balls in your boba, those are naturally grown. That's not a chemical. That's a natural material. Now they can't find any more boba trees.
There is a boba crisis in our midst. Fans of the popular tea drink may have to do without the tapioca pearls for weeks and possibly even months.
What? The pandemic. Get the hell out of here.
Pearls for weeks and possibly even months. The pandemic and backlog and shipping from overseas has caused a shortage of boba and the tapioca starch used to make it. The boba balls usually come from Taiwan, the starch from Thailand. Some boba shops are already out. Others will run out in the next few weeks.
Oh, dear.
No more boba balls,
man. My daughter's going to murder someone.
She likes that boba.
Oh, yeah. It's a big old boba.
Yeah. I've never had one of those.
Really?
What is it? Any good?
Do you like tapioca?
Not a huge fan.
Yeah. I mean, the actual individual little gelatin, almost gelatin sort of balls, that starchy kind of, they're much bigger. They're like a marble size. Smaller than that.
I haven't had that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't seem...
I usually get the tea, and they always ask, you want boba? No, it's okay.
But and they put it in anyway, right?
No, I don't.
Yeah. I've not had a... It doesn't seem natural. I don't know.
You get those giant straws.
That suck up the boba balls.
Yeah, you go, 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 as you're drinking.
That's like a machine gun down your throat.
It is.
All right. I don't know if you've read this or heard anything about this, but dinosaurs were, I guess they could have counted them in the billions. Right before they went extinct.
An exciting find about the prehistoric predators who ruled the Earth for millions of years. Paleontologists believe billions of Tyrannosaurus rex roamed North America during their reign. Scientists from UC Berkeley calculated that about 20,000 of them lived in North America at any one time.
About 20,000?
20,000 of them lived in North America at any one time. And that means through those years, about 2.5 billion died before they went extinct.
Wow, 2.5 billion Tyrannosaurus rex, right?
The team used things like fossil records and climate data and also found a T-Rex could live to its late 20s.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
They said that the quantity at any given time that there were like 20,000 around, they did the math and somehow it worked out that there was one T-Rex in every 38 square miles.
No way. Yeah. That's like literally could there'd be like 10 of them in LA.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. All right. The Inland Empire, that's where you live, right, Croge?
Yes.
Inland Empire?
Well, sort of, yeah. I'm right on the line.
All right, right on the line. It's become hot. The hottest real estate. We talked about this last week. The hottest real estate market in the nation.
The real estate market in the Inland Empire is white hot.
Wow. Inland Empire remains much more affordable than Los Angeles itself. It remains much more affordable to go inland than to buy on the coast.
Oh, let me write that down. Okay, so it's much more affordable to be in the desert than it is to be in Malibu. Let me write that. Anybody got a pen? You got a pen? I got a real estate lesson here.
It's much more affordable to go inland than to buy on the coast.
Okay, thanks. Dr. Einstein's here. The real estate doctor's in the house.
Zillow senior economist Jeff Tucker says it's a trend that's been on the rise since the pandemic, with remote work and low interest rates continuing to fuel the housing boom. Riverside-based real estate agent Ted Jenkins says the supply of homes is not keeping pace with the surge in demand.
Yeah, those homes are beautiful out there, too. A lot of them are brand new homes, right? Nobody's ever lived in them. brand new homes in the Inland Empire.
But there's no inventory. I mean, this morning in Riverside only, all of Riverside, there's only like 208 houses for sale right this moment.
Riverside and San Bernardino counties both saw a drop in nearly two-thirds in the amount of days it took for a house to get a pending sale.
Yeah, I guess it's still a seller's market, huh?
From 30 days in December of 2019 to just under 11 days in December of 2020.
Wow.
Jenkins says he sold homes in even less time.
If you list your house at a reasonable price, you're going to get multiple offers. And honestly, most of them are way over asking. Anywhere from $10,000 to $40,000 and $50,000 over, and I've even heard more.
Oh, my God. Inland Empire. Let's get out there.
The percentage of homes in the Inland Empire that sold above their original list price has tripled between 2019 and 2020.
I like the homes out there in the Inland Empire. They're all new, and they're all big. They're all like two-story homes out there. Yeah. And everybody is within 8 feet of a Home Depot, a Lowe's, Target, Walmart. You know, every like other exit on the 210 freeway, there's a big, huge shopping stop. Bank America, barbecue place. It's great.
Yeah, the one by me just opened up. That whole shopping center just opened up about 2 years ago. It was nothing but a field 2 years ago.
Right, and now there's like a Bed Bugs and Beyond, Lowe's, the whole run out
and
there.
And Starbucks, of course.
And Starbucks.
Riverside went from 13% to 41%, while San Bernardino went from 16% to 49%. An influx of first-time home buyers is helping to drive up demand.
Yeah, people are getting the hell out of L.A., right, because they see LA is run like a nursery school.
That's one of those things I think is the cause of the pandemic, you know, because more people know now they can work from home.
Yes,
so
exactly.
So right. They can buy further out.
And they also want to get away from people. People don't want to be right, you know, in apartments right now. There's 9,000 people with COVID.
Brian Rodriguez bought his first home in Fontana with an eye on the future.
We're expecting a child. My wife is...
Hey, mazel tov, right? Guy's getting a kid.
We're expecting a child. My wife is... due next month, and we really like the school district. I don't want a school district.
Builders are also heading inland, where there is more land available and where the amount over list price is increasing the most. In both inland counties, the typical home sold for about $15,000 more than the listed price.
Oh my.
That doubled from the same time last year.
Woo!
Those are off the charts numbers. We shouldn't expect to see double-digit price appreciation in the housing market, but it's happening right now.
Increasing interest rates could slow the housing boom, but not by much. And Zillow says if you are in the market for a home, it's best to go with a local realtor to help you with the trends and to guide you through the process.
There you go. Inland Empire, man, on fire. I know there's a lot of people listening to KFI who live in the Inland Empire, so congratulations out there, gang. You deserve it. It's a cool place to live. All right, we're live on KFI AM at 640. More now with Croce. KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. Kellogg's is launching an LGBT themed cereal. So you can start your day with the Max, man.
What does that entail?
I think it's Fruit Loops and Frosted Flakes, Rice Krispies, and whatever those wheat barrels are, where it's frosted on one side.
Frosted mini wheats.
Frosted mini wheats.
Wheat barrels. Why are you calling them wheat barrels?
That's what they are.
What is a wheat barrel?
A little wheat barrel.
Oh, because it looks like a little barrel?
That's right.
That's cute.
Yeah. Looks like a pillow.
So if you're a fan, it does look like a frosted pillow, right? Hey, look, I think it's great, right? Just because you're, you know, lesbian doesn't mean you can't get type 2 diabetes like us, right? You got to jump in. Right?
You're not genetically predisposition.
Yeah, right. You got to jump on the diabetes train with the rest of the crew. So even if you're a fan of breakfast, it says here, this is from Pink News. I'm not making this up, right? This is Pink News.
You imagine, read Pink News.
Well, I do now. But I imagine Pink News is probably a pro-LGBT site. Okay? All right? So I'm not reading this from some QAnon guy, right? Okay. But it says Kellogg's is launching an LGBT-themed cereal so you can start your day with Maximum Gay. Right? That's what they
hit
say.
Hit me with the Max,
man. Yeah, hit me with that Max, man. Hit me with that Maximum Sugar. I'll get diabetes by noon, man. By the way, speaking of Max, Angel, they're having more troubles with that 737 Max.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, thank God it's not a big problem this time. It's just the electrical system.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Just the electrical.
I'm sure they'll be fine.
Meh.
Yeah, get me off the Max, man. I wonder how many guys have said that. Hey, what do you want? I'm on the Max? Get me off the Max, man. Get me off this Max. But anyway, this cereal is very popular, right? It says all together, cereal. And if you're a fan of breakfast and being gay, we have a great news for you. Kellogg's is launching an LGBT-themed cereal. The company's special edition All Together cereal is enough to make you snap, crackle, and pop with pride, bringing together many of the brand's most popular cereals. They're also announced a $50,000 donation to LGBT plus charity. Oh, it's GLAAD. And they're launching the cereal on Spirit Day, which is October 17th. So it's $19.99 for the box of cereal. That seems high, right?
How many ounces?
I don't know. But
one of those Costco size boxes?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're gouging the gay community on this. But the company explained the box brings together six of the famous Kellogg mascots and cereals in the same carton. It includes Corn Flakes.
Tony the Tiger.
Frosties, Fruit Loops, Rice Krispies, Raisin Bran, and Frosted Mini Barrels. Right. So
Raisin Bran would be the sun.
Raisin Bran is the sun. Tony the Tiger. Well, that's the tiger. Then Snap, Crackle, and Pop will handle the Rice Krispies. And then that big nose.
What?
That toucan.
Toucan.
Oh, toucan.
Sam.
The Fruit Loops.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah. Toucan,
right.
Sam. Right.
How do you know? It always knows.
Oh my God.
The flavor of fruit.
Not just like him.
He looks just like him too.
I miss that guy. I used to love that guy.
The toucan makes sense because he's got the whole rainbow thing on his beak.
Oh yeah.
Or his bill.
But look, you know, I don't know everything about the gay population, right? I'm sort of, you know, speaking as an outsider. But this is a crew that likes to look good, right? In my opinion, right? So if you're going to put this cereal together, wouldn't it make sense for that toucan to get a nose job? He's got that big, huge honker on him.
Well, you know nothing because it's about, like, what's the Lady Gaga song?
Born This Way?
Yeah, Born
This Way.
Yeah.
Be who you are.
Be who you are. Wait, love, embrace whatever it is.
Is Born This Way about the toucan?
I thought it was. It's not?
I don't know.
The bird with the big honker?
Yeah, that big old sniffer out there. Anyway, the company said that they're bringing Corn Flakes, Frosties. I don't know what Frosties is.
Yeah, Frosty Mini Wheats.
Oh, Frosty Mini Wheats. Okay.
Frosties?
Fruit Loops. And
Corn Flakes.
What's the mascot for the
Rice Krispies?
Frosted Mini Wheats.
I think it's just a, I think it's the chicken, isn't it? Or is that Corn Flakes? Oh, that's Corn Flakes.
Barrel.
Yeah. I don't know what
barrel.
It is. I don't know. I think
Billy
it's just,
the barrel.
No, I think it's just a corn, I think it's just a mini barrel with his legs and arms.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Like little stick arms and legs.
He's got eyes and a mouth, too.
Yeah. And
on a frosted mini wheat.
Yeah.
But they're really, look, I think they're gouging the gay community. $19-$20 for a box of cereal? I think what they're doing is they're hoping that people buy this and then keep it as a keepsake and never eat it, just store it away.
So are there Frosted Flakes and Corn Flakes?
Yes. Right.
Oh.
This is about the toucan.
In a glass of purple dry.
How are your
nose? There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. There's an mirror to save.
How are your nose?
I'm getting pulled in the way, cause I make no mistakes. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way.
Oh,
don't
let me
feel the regret, just love yourself. Baby, I was born this way. Ain't no way. Baby, I was born this way. Ain't no way. Ain't no way.
just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen.
Don't be.
Give yourself prudence and love your friends, so we can rejoice the truth.
Here we go. All right, so it's the name of the cereal again is Together, I believe, right?
All Together.
All Together. That comes out on October 17th.
You go, Toucan.
You go, girl.
So it's all these cereals mixed in one box.
Now you've crystallized what I was trying to say. You've put it in layman's terms. Now anyone can understand what I was clumsily trying to get over.
It's what I'm here for. Simplify things.
My brother used to always call me a toucan because I have a big nose, Conway.
So oh, is that right?
That was his like comeback.
Don't.
Yeah. Aww. That was always his big comeback. Okay, toucan. I'm like, oh, you're so clever.
What was your nickname for him?
Rocky Teeth, because he had like teeth all over Bunny. You know, just a little brotherly exchange.
Oh, that's love.
Was George Carlin your uncle with all those snappy comebacks?
Right? So bad.
Hey, effed up teeth. Hey, effed up nose.
What did your siblings?
We had some pretty radical nicknames for my brothers and my sister.
Like, can you share any of them?
I would rather not. If they're listening, they'll be like, oh, my blood's boiling again.
My sister used to call me Snossages because she said I have short, fat fingers and toes. Oh, she's like, okay, Snossages. I know, it's mean.
Oh, that's horrible.
Like, horrible, right?
That's
siblings are mean.
That's so bad. You know, but that really is crazy. You know, when you look back on it, you think to yourself, oh, well, there's no way they could be that mean. Right, they were that mean.
Like, worse.
Right. But it's also, I mean, it's really tough to go through life with, you know, those kinds of fingers and toes. KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. Google Earth has a brand new feature. Let's find out what it is, right? Kind of cool, I bet.
Google Earth just launched a new time-lapse feature showing how climate change is affecting our Earth.
Oh.
It used satellite images from over the span of four decades to illustrate how much our glaciers, beaches, and forests have changed. You can even search in your own neighborhood. This is the biggest update to Google Earth in 5 years.
Wow.
Google says it worked with NASA to help viewers grasp the abstract concept of climate change in more tangible terms.
There you go. All right, Disney Cruises, they're suspending their cruise ships in the United States.
Disney is suspending its cruise line operations in the U.S. and Europe for a while longer.
What?
It shut down all departures last spring. U.S. departures will remain suspended through the end of June and European-based cruises through October 9th. Disney is currently working on protocols for resuming service. Customers affected by the latest cancellations can either get credit for a future trip or a refund. Disney is the parent company of ABC7.
There you go. All right, those Disney cruises, every time... Anyone I've ever heard who went on a Disney cruise says it's unbelievable. I mean, there's something for the kids to do 24 hours a day. And I think that's why you do it, right?
Yeah, otherwise, my daughter's been on one or two of them. She really liked them.
Yeah. Otherwise, you wouldn't go on a Disney cruise. Like just, I don't know if a couple just goes on. Well, maybe they do, right? Maybe they do. Maybe they're both like Disney, you know, fans. But I don't know. I think it's mostly kids. I think. I hope.
That's kind of, that's almost to me, if like two adults that have no kids go on a Disney cruise.
Yeah.
That's just a little creepy to me.
Well, how about creepier? Just a guy.
Yeah, right.
Right? 55-year-old dude.
I don't know if that's creepier than just a girl.
I don't know. But I mean,
both of them are a little bit like, why are you here?
Yeah, I think it's just for the kids, right? Yeah, the sacrifice you make in life for kids. All right, Hawaii is going to open up again, right? Ding dong with that islands.
People flying from Ontario International Airport to Hawaii can now bypass the state's 10-day quarantine requirement, either by taking an expedited PCR test with next-day results or a rapid molecular NAAT test giving results within an hour.
Or being fully vaccinated.
The tests must be administered within 72 hours of departure.
Or being fully vaccinated.
The COVID clinic offers drive-through testing in parking lot 3 of Ontario International Airport daily from 6:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. Katie Johnston for CBSN Los Angeles.
What happened to vaccine people, right? We all have to be tested again? Oh, that sucks. All right, Honda Center's opening up. Open them up, right? Honda Center You watch the Ducks lose.
The Honda Center in Anaheim is set to welcome back fans for the first time since March of last year. The Ducks play the Vegas Golden Knights tonight at 7. Attendance is limited to 10% of capacity. There will be strict mask
and distancing. Here we go with the rules.
There will be strict mask and distancing policies.
All right. What else?
And no bags or purses will be allowed inside.
All right. Anything else?
The Ducks have only 5 home games left this season, including tonight.
And they've only won 5 home games, I believe, this season.
Season ticket holders will get priority to attend the games.
That's not too bad. So just the mask thing, and they mentioned the bag thing, which is good because that's pretty specific to arena stuff.
Right. Yeah, it's much more complicated to get into stables. You have to have a test, and then if you have food, you got to go outside and eat it. You got to pre-order food. You can't sit near each other. There's a lot of rules and regulations. All right, we talked about this earlier. Oh, you know what is interesting? Do we have time to do this? Yeah, I think we do. NBA, there's an NBA buyout.
The
right?
Nets have no shortage of talent. They are the first team in NBA history to have 6 players with multiple All-NBA selections in total. Durant, Harden, Irvin, Griffin, Aldridge, and Jordan have combined to make the All-NBA team 31 times. And obviously, the 3 players of consequence that have come out of the buyout market are Aldridge, Griffin, and Drummond, all playing here in tonight's game. Jay Rose, we know what the buyout usually ends in. It's an opportunity for players to get out of contract. It's an uncoupling. It's amicable. It's nice. It's an opportunity for a veteran like Blake Griffin to go to a contender. But you see it as something else. What would you call the buyout market?
It's horrible for the NBA, by the way.
Describe it.
It's overall terrible for the league, and I guarantee you Adam Silver is going to do something to change it. And
yeah, because you get all these players piling up on one team.
Yep.
They take a little bit of a pay cut or a big pay cut, but they have a championship ring. And then how can you compete against this team, right?
Of course, I love player flexibility. And Blake Griffin was a good Piston. He was an all-star player for us. But however, he didn't dunk a basketball in a year. Since he's been with the Nets, he got 5 dunks in 6 games. He made his bones by dunking the basketball, which led Pistons fans like myself to believe he was dogging it so he could get traded. Ooh. And all buyouts, Maria.
That is a huge accusation.
Yeah.
Right?
Let Pistons fans like myself to believe he was dogging it so he could get traded.
Wow. They accused me of that here at KFI, by the way.
And all buyouts, Maria, aren't created equal.
No.
He had another year left on his deal.
Wow.
This wasn't the final year of his deal. And so when I see teams, because teams are guilty as well, it's happening right now with Al Horford, with the Thunder. It happened with the Cavs and Andre Drummond. Teams are trying to protect their player and assets, saying we're not going to play you so we can move you or, you know, protect our asset. The league did something to help change that. 7-10 is now a play-in. So now.
Wait, what?
The league did something to help change that.
What'd they do?
7-10 is now a play-in.
7-10 is now a play-in?
I guess they play each other to get in?
7-10 is now a play-in. So now all of those teams lower in the conference have to compete. The league is going to do something eventually for players that are in these situations.
Oh, I see. The teams that are 7-10 have to play to get into the playoffs. I get it.
Now, I disagree with you on one thing, Jalen. I don't think Blake Griffin dogged it in Detroit. I think he played. His last 2 games, he played a back-to-back before he was done. Played 34 minutes a game. I think there's a lot more room on the court in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I think he's right. I don't think this guy, Blake Griffin, was just phoning it in.
For him to have open alleys to the basket. But listen, I think there's an issue with small market GMs in this league who think that ultimately when players and the way that they can pressure teams and use their agents to pressure teams to get out of contract, but also...
All right, who cares? All right. It's the Conway Show. We're live on KFI AM 640. More now with Croge. KFI AM 640. It's Conway Show. Ah, yes. All right. That Los Feliz homeless camp that the cops went in, kicked everybody out. Let's get an update on that, right?
Now to a dangerous homeless encampment in Los Feliz that gangs are allegedly using as a front to deal drugs. Uh-oh. The LAPD confirms the encampment is run by a street gang. Eyewitness News reporter Rob Hayes has the details, including what is being done about it.
Tarps, tents, and drugs. It's a trio of frustration that can be found almost anywhere in Los Angeles. But when it pops up in the middle of your neighborhood, a citywide crisis becomes a very personal crisis.
I don't understand why the gangs are running these places. There's no dough in it. Nobody has any money. How can the gangs? Yeah, I thought the gangs ran businesses or tried to extort businesses who had money. What are they going to get out of a homeless guy? 20 cents?
You saw that basically that encampment began to expand and overrun by gangs. And it's like a full-size apartment now dominated by gang members who are enslaving the unhoused.
The people who live in the...
Man, just when you think it can't get worse for these homeless guys, right? Now they're, being run by local gangs.
The people who live in the Los Feliz community near Barrendo and Hollywood Boulevard say the problem is so bad they're afraid to show their faces on air. They've been watching this homeless encampment devolve into a street gang-run drug operation. Over the past year, they've documented the drug deals, the arrests, even the gunshots.
A couple of shots rang out one evening. If a stray bullet goes up the street and hits somebody I know or hits me or hits my wife, you know, it's just a sad story, but it is reality. It can happen.
But law enforcement's hands are tied when it comes to entering any of these makeshift homes. Officers tell us current law requires a search warrant.
LAPD's senior lead officer on this case confirms to Eyewitness News that this encampment is run by a street gang, the La Mirada Locos. At this site, officers have confiscated handguns, narcotics, and, quote, wads of money.
They're listed in the top 10 most dangerous gangs in the city of Los Angeles. That's not even a secret.
Our producer talked with this man, who LAPD identified as Adrian Rodriguez, a member of the La Mirada Locos.
There's no games out here. We're peaceful. That's it.
The encampment falls within LA's 4th Council District, Councilmember Nithya Raman's territory. She was unavailable for an interview before our editing deadline, but her spokesman says a cleanup is slated for next week. The people who live in the neighborhood around the encampment aren't holding out much hope.
She's basically a lot of talk, but her team just seems unable to really make any material change in what we're going through here. The prosecutor knows about it. The police know about it. District 4 knows about it. Nobody's doing a damn thing about it.
Oh, man. All right, off to West Hollywood here. And West Hollywood is going to close Robertson Boulevard? Yeah, the cars on the weekends. Can't go on Robertson?
The city of West Hollywood is shutting down a stretch of Robertson Boulevard to vehicle traffic starting Saturday night.
What?
It's closing down between Santa Monica Boulevard and Melrose Avenue every Saturday starting at 6 p.m. through...
I bet it's for one of those farmers markets, right?
...p.m. through late Sunday night. They hope to create a more pedestrian-friendly environment so people can visit businesses, taking advantage of outdoor shopping.
All right, that's cool.
While maintaining social distancing.
There we go.
No word on how long the weekend closures will last. Katie Johnston for CBSN Los Angeles.
Wow, but Katie Johnston, man, she knocks a lot of stories out for them over there at CBS. They should give her a raise.
Jessica does a good job of exactly what you always talk about. She put in outside, keeping social distance without getting into all of that.
Right, without going to, haywire.
Yeah.
Right, with telling us everything we already know. All right, Walmart is making more employees full-time employees, right? Ding dong.
Walmart says it's moving thousands of part-time positions to full-time. The goal by the end of the year is for two-thirds of its hourly workforce to be full-time. That's up about 50% from 5 years ago, but it is still lower than average for the retail industry. With full-time positions come better health and dental benefits. Walmart says it is making the change to try to retain workers.
There you go. Yeah, it's tough to find workers nowadays, right? Either you're home, getting money for free, or you're just burned out. And you're just not into it. All right, well, we can do it now. What the hell? Vaccines for teens, right? Vaccines for teens urge you to get vaccinated when eligible. I don't know if I'd allow my... As a matter of fact, I know I wouldn't allow my daughter to get vaccinated. But she's not even 16. Yeah, she's 15 and a half.
Now that all adults in the state are eligible to be vaccinated,
right.
Today Assemblymember Miguel Santiago is pushing against vaccine hesitancy and asking young people to get their shots.
The only way to beat this pandemic is to get folks vaccinated, and it is absolutely important that our young people get vaccinated.
Santiago kicked off the campaign by getting his first shot at White Memorial Hospital in Boyle Heights. He also invited some teens to get their first dose. The hospital announced it will be transforming.
That sounds odd.
He also invited some teens to get their first dose.
Sounds strange.
The hospital announced it will be transforming its vaccine clinic into a FEMA mass vaccination site next Wednesday.
Oh, boy.
Capable of giving more than 5,000 shots a day.
Wow. We're in the shots, gang. Come on. Get those shots rolling. All right. Yeah, Belly, you said you had your second, your first.
The first.
Did you get Moderna?
Pfizer.
Oh, you went top shelf, huh?
I did go top shelf. Thank you. OC Fair.
Was it easy to get an appointment?
Yes. Once the OC Fairgrounds opened up, yeah, I was got the call to go.
And how long were you there between the time you got there and the time you left?
It probably took 45 minutes total.
That's not bad.
No, it was, and they gave you the option to get out of the car and walk up, but I chose to stay in the car, and right. That's what took longer.
So somebody's got to get in the car with you and give you the shot?
No, they just roll down the window. I mean, she did open the door and in.
Oh, I thought you were like in the back, and somebody gets in the back with you and gives you the shot and sits
with you. Why would
I
be in the back?
I don't know.
And why would
they
sit with me?
I don't know. I'm just trying to flush it out.
You're so weird.
Flushing it out.
Right? It did tell me for my second shot to download the app that it goes quicker for them with a QR code.
Oh, really?
I did not, but they were able to find my information.
Wow.
They ran that system. It was really well done.
When do you get your second poke?
Friday, April 23rd.
And so 2 weeks after that, you're good to go.
I'm good to go.
Lose that mask, right?
Can we?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, you asked Dr. Ray. What did he say?
He said, look, you can, but for other people around, maybe you shouldn't.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Like he said, there are no more Spittoons around. Remember that whole run?
Yes.
That was a good run.
That was a very good run.
Right.
Yeah, I'll probably, when I go in public, wear it.
Wear it, but not around here, right? Like if you're vaccinated, Russ is, Crozier, you know, I don't know if I'm
going to. The thing here is we're all in separate rooms.
Right.
And we're the only ones in the building.
That's right.
So we're okay.
Yeah. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
Get each other sick?
No. I think we're good.
I hope not.
We're good?
I think we're good.
We don't get close to each other anyway.
Thank God.